Welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. Every Wednesday, I like to highlight new content on our Mormon Channel website. And this week, Gospel Solutions for Families released an all-new video about our children and scripture power. Many of you might be familiar with the primary song, Scripture Power, but we're going to go a little more in-depth with what it is and what it means to have scripture power. We hear our children singing this song at church, but how do our children really feel when it's time to read the scriptures? Do they groan and moan, or do they get excited about it? We want our children to know that the scriptures are a real power in their lives. In this all-new video from Gospel Solutions for Families, Sister Joy B. Jones and her husband share their tips on helping kids understand that family scripture study isn't just a tradition, but that the scriptures are a real influencer in their lives. They also share some helpful tips to helping kids stay focused during their scripture study. Sister Jones talks about the importance of teaching our children about the scriptures and teaching them to love the scriptures starting at a young age. She says, "My prayer is that every child has the opportunity to experience feeling the Spirit, actually feeling the Spirit as they are reading the Word of God and recognizing that there is a power there that blesses them every day. Sometimes it might be difficult as a parent to know if your child is truly understanding what they're reading or actually getting something out of the scriptures. How do you know as a parent if the scriptures are working, if your children are really listening?" To that, Robert B. Jones responded in the interview by letting us know that we will hopefully start to notice it in that child's behavior. He also advises us that we shouldn't just read the scriptures and have that be that, but we should also stop and discuss what we're reading. Don't be so focused on getting through a chapter or finishing that verse. If you need to, stop and ask questions. As you stop and discuss and ask questions, you'll come to know if your child is really understanding what is happening or if they have no idea what's going on. And if that's the case, then you can step back and explain what was just read in a way that they can understand. It's also important that we can apply the scriptures to them so they gain a better understanding. For example, if you're reading in Moroni about charity, you could ask a question like, "How do you feel when someone is mean to you?" Applying the scriptures or even role-playing it out can help them get a sense for what the scriptures are saying. It lets them have a more meaningful connection with the words. Be sure to also point out the Spirit when they're reading it. Ask them, "What are you feeling right now or as you read this?" Or, "How do you feel while you're reading this verse?" Make sure that they can recognize that feeling and understand that it's the Spirit talking to them. I think we all can agree that scripture study is important, but how can we get our families into that habit of having scripture study every day? Sometimes it feels like our lives are so busy and we've got so much going on. How do you find time for family scripture study? We can start first by just making it a commitment. Realize the importance of it and talk to your family about the importance of it as well. Let them know why you're doing this and why it's important. Get everyone on board and set a time that works for everybody's schedules where you can all come together and read. If you have little ones that may not know how to read, is it important that you still do scripture study? Does it even matter? To this, the Jones say, absolutely. Yes, it can be challenging, but the purpose is to make it a habit and have scripture study be something that they are accustomed to. Of course, realistically, you might not be able to sit there with a 2 or a 3-year-old and read the scriptures line by line, but there are scripture picture books that you can read. Children love pictures. You can sit them down and show them the pictures and use simple words to explain as you tell the story. They may not fully understand or get much out of it yet, but at least they'll know that scriptures are important and that they need to be read every day. As for parents, it all starts with you. Your children will love the scriptures if you show your love for the scriptures. Have a positive and fun attitude about scripture reading. Make scripture study something fun and happy so your children have a positive attitude about it as well, instead of looking at it as this dreadful activity that you have to do every day. Of all the wonderful and great things about scriptures, the most important thing that we can teach our children is that the scriptures will help us find answers to not only our questions, but to our problems and our doubts. Sister Jones invites us to use the scriptures as a tool when looking for answers. If your child has a problem at school with another child and comes home and tells you about it, let them know, hey, let's look in the scriptures. Let's see what they tell us. Teach them to find answers for life's conflicts and doubts. Teach them that the purpose of the scriptures is not to have all of these great quotes, but it's to take its teachings and apply them in our own lives. And as you do this, then they will know that when they have a problem or when they need guidance, they can turn to the scriptures for answers. There is so much more discussed in this new Gospel Solutions for Families video. I would love for you guys to go check it out. It really taught me so much. And if you're a parent with little ones and you don't know when you should start doing family scripture study, or if you're struggling to find a time in your schedule for it, go watch this video. I've put the link below in the description so you can check it out. But you can also visit MormonChannel.org and find it there. Thanks for tuning in today, and we'll see you tomorrow.